When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
It's the 2024 offseason, and we are here to talk Dolphins football. We'll be with you every week all through it up until the start of the regular season. We'll be discussing free agency, we'll be discussing the draft, and we'll have a good time. Hopefully you'll join us as we proceed through the offseason, and we've got a show today, so here we go. Hey everyone, this is Mike with the Fin Fans Podcast. I'm here by myself this morning. I just want to leave a short message talking about the draft just real quick and my personal situation. So here's what's going on. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to have surgery on Friday, which is going to relieve some back and neck problems that I have. I've got four herniated discs, and they need to be cleaned out. And then they put, a fusion on the spine. So that's, pretty major surgery. And we'll see how I recover from it, and that'll determine when we get back on the air. But we're definitely going to get back on the air. It's just a matter of waiting for my voice to get better, because I have to move everything in your throat to the side to do it. And, that can cause some a lot of soreness and hoarseness in your voice. So we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic. I don't think it's going to be a terribly long recovery as far as being able to do what we do on here. So we'll see how it goes. But the draft is coming right up, right? It's not waiting for anybody. This is going to be the first draft I actually miss since ESPN became a television station. So I'm kind of bummed out about that, because I really enjoy watching it. I know not everybody does. It can be boring to some, but I don't know. I get enjoyment out of just watching the kids that are there and getting all excited. Think about Wilkins when he got drafted. That's the stuff that I enjoy. He came out, he almost leveled the commissioner, and you could just tell how happy he was. And that particular image really defined him as a player, right? Going full speed all the time, even when it came to running up into the commissioner. So anyway, I enjoyed his tenure here. I hope he has luck where he is, in Las Vegas, but certainly not against us. So what do I think they're going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. This is one of those years where it's tough to say what they're going to do, because they're drafting so late in the first round, and you don't know how the board is going to fall to them. So, we can talk about what they should do, but it may not stand true once they're on the clock. And if you're asking me, I'm saying that they must find, an offensive line player, preferably someone who can play tackle and guard and or center. But they need to be able to play two positions because obviously they're not going to play tackle right away. So we got to stick them in somewhere else to get, you know, a better athlete along the line. So that's what I would expect them to do. But a lot of things could change that. You know, if the linemen get run on early, which is, a you know, a possibility, maybe they go defensive line. But I tend to think offense is where McDaniel is going to have his heart. And probably rightfully so. They brought in a lot of free agents on defense. And I'm not saying they're going to be great, but I do think, you know, they can plug and play a lot of these guys and just rotate them and get by with what they have. But on the offensive line, you hate to do that because they were 31st last year in pass win rate, you know, and they need to better that line. It's a weakness of the team. And, you know, it's great that Tua gets rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds or whatever it is, but it's hard to do that every play. Sometimes you just got to stand back there and wait a second. And, you know, he doesn't have the ability to do that, and that hurts our offense. So that's where I'm at with it. And I just want to say, you know, I hope you all enjoy the draft and have a good result with it. And you're happy with who they pick, and it's everybody gets excited. And that's the fun stuff, right? Just, you know, imagining what can be. So anyway, that's how I feel about it, you know. Always love to watch the draft, as I said before. So anyway, hope to be back as soon as possible. The podcast will be back unless I die on the operating table or something like that. But I think I'm okay there. So we look forward to getting back and just talking Dolphins, you know. I really enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy listening to us. Lewis and Chris will be back with me, and we'll have a good time. So, all right, that's it. That's all I got for today. I just wanted to tell everybody what was going on and give you an idea of my thoughts on the draft. As far as the second round, just real quick, I think that's a round where you got to let, you know, stuff fall to you, and you make a decision, you know, when you're on the clock. Maybe you go for a defensive tackle, or maybe you go for a safety or a cornerback or, you know, linebacker, whatever. There's going to be somebody there that they're going to be excited about. That's just the way it works. So hopefully they're excited about the right people. We don't want to see any Deion Jordans this year, you know. We want to see guys who can come in and start right away and impact the game. That's what we're hoping to see. And if they can get that in the first and second round, they're going to be a better football team because we lost some good players, and they've got to make that up. So anyway, as I said, that's where I'm at. And enjoy the draft. Enjoy talking Dolphins football. And I'll see you guys as soon as I see you, but hopefully it'll be soon. Thanks, and fins up. All right, Fin fans, that's today's show. I want to thank the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Sports Social podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. They've got articles and podcasts, which I think you'll enjoy. All right, until next week, be well and take care. Podcast Network.